Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There is no defense needed when they're facts, Mike. They're just facts. That's all it is. We ended up...
How many times... Here are some facts.
Yes.
All right. How many times did I express my gratitude?
Yeah, many times. Of course. Yes, you should. We're all friends.
I don't need ass as I should. I mean, how many times did I...
How many times
are you nervous normally when you drive?
No, I don't think so.
You've ridden in more cars with him than I have.
Yeah. Well, I think you have the best perspective because you just rode with him to the funeral.
Yes. I thought to the funeral, it was better. That was pre-flip.
Yeah, but that was also my car. Pre-flip. I knew where I was going.
I love him just the way that he is.
Yeah, you seem very happy. I will say that. You're happier in Florida than you were in Manassas.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did notice that.
I've never seen someone so cheerful to leave the house to go to work, though.
That is true. I love going to work.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. I just realized I didn't take anything off the printer yet.
You can still say hi to the world.
Sure.
You're not Ron Burgundy.
I'm not prepared for the show. Do you have the cities, Rob, that we're on in?
I'll have them in a moment.
Yeah.
No. Don't.
All right.
Don't want to slow. Need you right now because I have to get up and do this.
All right.
It's new. Welcome to the new studio.
Yay.
There it is.
Here we are. I know it's a very new feeling in here. And the boys were down all weekend, generous with their time and sweating their balls off. Putting together the studio, we're going to tell you all about our whirlwind, fabulous weekend and everything that went on. And then what I like to call the delivery. The biggest one ever at in the history of the... We've had bigger pieces of furniture. We've never had Fragile delivered here. And it was quite the endeavor.
It must be Italian.
Fragile. But anywho, we're glad to have you with us. Sorry for the delay. We were building things and putting new things together, and here I am with a new locale, and I'm very, very excited about it.
How does it feel?
We have Wilfred Brimley.
Yay.
We have Rob and Mike. We have a hole in one plaque right there. We have my book.
Your book.
We have I was looking at the wrong things.
That's all right.
We have the Studio 4C. We have the top hat from Ringling Brothers given to me by our friend Twitch. My son and I, just lots of fun here in the studio. A little memorabilia, which I never had room to do before.
I'm cut out of the shot, so that picture up there is really just you.
Well, stop making it about you. Then he's going to move the camera around.
Mess. I wanted to make sure I wasn't...
See, this is how this doesn't work.
Hey,
you ruined it.
No, I didn't ruin anything.
There's no way it's going to hold up.
There you go. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I love that picture.
The world has seen it.
It's one of my favorite pictures.
Good video day, by the way, for those of you.
Oh, wonderful.
Just listening to the show.
Everything has changed.
As someone said today, does anybody really watch? I said, the future's video.
The future is video.
Evolve or die.
Yeah.
And then he,
perfect.
And then the listener was kind enough to give me a breakdown of how many regular shows we've missed and how many bonus shows we've missed
this
year.
That
no,
did this?
This is this other guy. And I said, sir, when you have a friend die and a friend almost die, you call me and give me an attendance record.
Thank you.
And they said, whoa, didn't mean to offend. I said,
well, no, he did mean to
good
offend.
Good day, sir.
If he came
good
in with
day,
you don't come in with statistics because you want to build up your mood. You wanted to offend.
Well, I was like,
swinging a hatchet around?
Here's an article from The Verge. Enjoy the future of podcasting, which is video.
Video. That's great video.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, what you should point out to that individual is I stack up the amount of content we've delivered in 14 years with any podcast
agreed.
Certainly
yes.
has.
Agreed.
And most radio shows.
That's why that's why we've stood the test of time.
Yes.
And I really, you know, it's something where
we do the work.
We're happy to do it. Yeah. We like doing what mm-hmm. We do. And there are also times when we all just need to chill, and that's cool too. Yeah. So if that person had been down here over the weekend, they would have seen it. I welcomed Oscar and Rob from Washington all the way down here to Southwest Florida, and it was special. Before I get to the whole thing and the whole weekend, let me share the cities with you. Claytor Lake, Virginia. Claytor Lake mm-hmm. or Claytor Lake. Flat Rock, North Carolina. Ashdod, Israel. Oh, they're having problems over there. Oh,
no. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Assumption Island in the Seychelles, Rhodes, Greece, and Izmir, Turkey. The Mike O'Mara Show being listened to in all those fine areas around the world, and we're happy to have you here today. Real quick, I'm not going to dwell on it, but man, oh man, when you're popping off 9-year-old kids, I have a 9-year-old kid, and that one hits close to home. So our hearts go out to the people down in Nashville. People should understand that when you're talking about a Christian school, if you don't know, that's a school. Okay, it's first and foremost a school.
Right.
There are plenty of non-Christians and people who aren't uber religious that go to Christian schools. Mm-hmm. We have friends of ours that send their kids to a Christian school. So don't think that's anything other than a school where that person went nuts and.
Sad.
I'd rather, it's yeah. just, it's, it, you know.
It's another sad story.
Yeah.
Every day, every week, not, it seems like.
Going away.
It's not going away. Brutal.
We're a broken people. We are. And someday maybe we get fixed. I don't see it on the horizon. That's all I have to say on it. We're a broken people. And no light at the end of the tunnel. Sorry. That's the reality. I used to spend half an hour screaming. You know, about what to do. No, nothing's going to be done. Never. And you're not talking necessarily about money anymore. You're talking now about ingrained political thought, ingrained political will. So if you thought anything was ever going to change, it's not. Legislation just about to go into effect down here in Florida, which results in 22% increase of handgun deaths. But we'll see how that works out. Looking forward to that. So anyway, the guys came down from Washington, D.C. to move from one locale to another, and they came with tons of equipment. They came with a vision. We had to improvise a number of times, and ultimately they wrapped things up. I contributed on Saturday, but they worked all day on Sunday, and I stayed out of the way. And then I'm really satisfied with the end result. I think from a lighting standpoint, we've got a better look to the show. It's a work in progress. We'll still tweak. And I'll give you. Do you want the positives and the negatives?
Oh, we have some as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You give me. One negative and one negative, and then you give me one positive positive. All right.
I'd like to start with the positive, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I think that's valid.
Carla and Michael and you are dynamic hosts.
Wonderful hosts.
Like, there is a level of love and, I don't know, just family.
Comfort, too. Yes. I mean, so a lot just, of times if you're invited
you
to someone's
house.
You get
like a nice
house,
rhythm, right?
Yeah. It's not easy to relax and be yourself. You have such a lovely home and a great vibe about it.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Well, then I'll give you my positive where we managed to squeeze a lot of fun into the two nights. The very brief two nights and then a bit of an evening on Friday. Which knocked me out for a good chunk of the week, and not knocked me out, but it definitely I felt it on Saturday. I felt it a lot on Saturday, and Saturday was the only day that I did any manual labor, so it was a long one for me on Saturday. So, but the positive was we had a good time when we went out and roared, and you guys just know how to have fun And it was great. That's my positive for you guys as well.
The negative is that you have not mellowed out one iota. Like you are still as angry and as mercurial as you ever have been, and we were shocked by it. This is the quote.
Okay.
We were in the garage. Mike's putting in some insulation into his garage door. He says, "I hate this corporation." And then.
Yeah, it was Friday you hated 3M.
Saturday, don't get to the punchline.
Okay.
And I say.
Make sure you point out not our corporation.
Well, I can get there if Mouth just lets me talk for two seconds. And then Rob's like, "Which corporation, Mike?" He says, "3M." And we're like, you hate 3M? And then you roll into like a soliloquy of why you hate big 3M and what they build.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there like, why and how is he mad at
who had first sticker popping out of the insulation? This guy. Who had one day? This guy. So
your rage is worse off than it was when you left Manassas. We were shocked by
that. And it's amazing because one of the things you talk about Florida is how chill it is. And we got that. It is very chill down there.
But, you are not.
But you're not. You're not at all. And
I wasn't even around you during the build.
We asked about why you hated 3M.
Well, tell you why.
Here's your quote.
I hated 3M. What?
You said, "Look at it."
Because the stickers.
Yeah, well, you're installing, and just for a perspective for everybody at home.
I wish I had an example of it.
Mike is installing insulation into his garage door, which, by the way, for everybody out there, well worth it if you want to save on energy costs.
Oh, my God, fantastic.
If you this is whether you're in Florida or you're in the D.C. area or California.
By the way, 3M is not the... it is the company. Yeah, it is the company. It's the insulation company.
So Mike has multiple layers of insulation in his garage, which I thought was genius because most people wouldn't think about that.
And to be fair, to clear up,
my idea.
Friday, you hated 3M. Saturday, you hated Owens Corning.
Owens Corning. Aren't they the same?
No, I think they're different because Owens Corning is represented by the Pink Panther.
Hold on.
Yes.
The Owens Corning garage piece insulation is stuck to the wall with 3M stickies.
Ah, so it goes back to 3M.
Included in the box of Owens Corning.
Yes.
Right. But you said they were a bad outfit.
There's just a level of, and I don't know if we want to call it passion. I was so surprised that you still like turn on a dime about the dumbest S, where I'm like, why are you so mad at this? The fact that you are still healthy and upright is shocking to me. There's so much tension and drama over things you cannot control.
Yeah, it should be working from the inside out to make your body decay. And you would go back and forth. I mean, we had solved the sound problem. We had solved it. And then you were
yelling.
I'll
put my body up against yours, Pachango.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're up and you're getting it done. But when we had solved the problem, you were still Googling.
That was mean.
That's fine. It's true.
Just defending myself.
You were Googling more reasons to hate Owens Corning. And, I mean, we came back in and you say, "Look at this." Look what I found.
Now we have to breathe again. This.
Yeah.
It smells like we're burning something.
I have to disconnect.
Sugar.
I'll be right back.
Meanwhile, we're in there working.
He's finding reasons via the internet.
We're going to get cancer.
Yeah. Well, that was the ultimate thing. It's like WebMD. Ultimately, you're going to get cancer. But
I'm like, doesn't he know we're still in here for hours at a time breathing this stuff?
And he's sitting around Googling why this is a problem.
It was just, Pony, when I tell you, we were like, he hates the corporation.
Yeah. Big insulation. Big styrofoam.
Yeah. It was, you know, we can laugh at it now, but I was concerned at the moment.
I was too.
And the time.
I couldn't find any of my stickies.
Oh.
I can tell you where they are. Top drawer in your tool chest, which, by the way, is beautiful.
Top left drawer, I think?
Top left drawer.
Yeah.
Thought I looked in there already.
No, I
well, you know what? It could have been just the labels. Hey, look, there she is.
Yes, Mrs.
Queen
O'Mara.
Of the castle.
Yay.
Hey, just so you know.
You
want to put headphones
on? We can hear you. Yes. Hi.
You got to come right into the microphone.
Hi.
I love him just the way that he is.
Yeah, you seem very happy. I will say that. You're happier in Florida than you were in Manassas.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did notice that.
But I've never seen someone.
Mike is just as angry, if not worse.
I've never seen someone so cheerful to leave the house to go to work, though.
That is true. I love going to work.
Would you like to say anything about the overall weekend?
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a good weekend.
It was fun. Wish we could have made it to the other restaurant, but that's okay.
What other restaurant?
The FKA Your Diet.
Oh, for that's breakfast? Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, oh, well. Next time.
Saved next time. A few calories.
Yeah.
We made it up with the pie.
Mike. Love you too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
When Carla started chanting key lime pie, I said, we're in for a treat.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. You sure you don't want to say anything else?
She can tell us.
Yeah.
She can tell us. What? She hates us? What did we leave? Did we leave a mess? Is that what we left? No. Well,
she was not. I said, I was saying, I thought that the work was amazing, that I had two people
We wasted a day with your indecision, in fairness to us.
Yeah.
You went into some mania about people hearing you for a full day. That is a lost day. So
it's true.
And then what was interesting about that, Mike, is what we wanted to tell you, we couldn't tell you in real time, is that you're on the internet and on the radio. People can listen to you anywhere.
Yeah. It's not like it's a secret that you're doing the show.
Yes.
And if some of the sound bleeds to outside. See, Oscar and I were operating under the impression when you were talking about insulating the door, it was all about keeping sound from getting into the studio.
From like the lawnmower or people working outside.
Both. But then it became apparent that
most definitely it was that as well.
But it seemed to us that your main concern was sound leaving the garage to go outside.
It was both. It was both. But also there is a level of paranoia based on what I've heard about people that do certain projects. And I wanted to make sure that, it wasn't a garage band. I raised my voice a lot in here. I wanted to have it muffled and deadened. And by the time we got the second round done, it worked, and it also improved the audio quality in here as well.
Yes,
which I'm happy about.
It sounds great.
What did Carla think we left a mess? The garage?
No, the laundry room and
just the
fridge.
I think we all envisioned it a little differently. You know what I mean? And it can't be. It's a garage.
It's a garage, for God's sake. If you want to build a studio, get a construction crew.
Yeah.
This, and it's modular. Yeah. Because God, as I told Carla, you'll be moving in 2 months. This all can move
The only
quickly.
Thing I wanted done differently that unfortunately was not able to be accomplished was something I don't have a tremendous amount of skill at anyway, and that is cable management.
Correct. Yes.
Which is a cluster F of, and it's worse than it was in my other studio. And my other studio, as you know, because you broke it down, was bad. So
it's the same as it was.
I don't know what
it's
the,
a longer
the strategies
run. I think
are.
The problem is
it's
we
a longer run.
Longer
we
run.
We had to add more cables to the run.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think
we
I
can
am,
send you a snake. You can put them all over
he
all
has
the
one.
No, we can send him a real snake.
Oh, like a wire
like one
snake.
Right across the floor. Might
yeah,
be
yeah, yeah, you can that put it all
be,
in there.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, it I was grateful that people came down here and worked, you know. And it was, I worked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think when I was over there doing my insulation thing.
You made it all about you. You did.
I did
you did.
Thing.
You did.
I didn't. I didn't say one word to you.
No, but you're murmuring.
By the way,
about
I love you. I love you. Going. Do you always whisper to me? Don't let Mike hear what we're doing. Make sure.
No, we weren't whispering.
I don't recall any whispering.
No,
yeah, there was whispering.
And
there was whispering.
We were not. It's got to be your hearing. I swear, we were not whispering. We were talking.
You're very quiet. You're very quiet.
Yeah,
you work.
We're quiet when we work.
Yeah,
we actually. This is. maybe the fifth.
This has got to be the sixth studio we've ever wired up and built.
We've built together. Yes. And you know what?
Really?
Yes.
And we've got.
Sorry.
Okay. This guy. Fly down, help him out. Do it.
Shannon said,
let's stop on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead. What did Shannon say?
Well, we told her when she put it, she goes, "How are you guys?" I said, "We're sore." And she goes, "Well, you guys aren't young anymore." And I said,
"That's the motto.
We're not young anymore.
That's the entire thing.
We're just not young anymore."
Yeah, that's it. I mean, when we started doing this, I was in my 30s.
We unfortunately did not have our lighting tech come.
We
down.
Didn't. We didn't.
No, very ill.
But as Oscar said to me, really in a very firm way, he said, "I can do it."
I did.
He did.
I set it up.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but that's the way you I said. It's too bad we don't have our lighting person. You said, I can do it.
Better off. You don't want the neurovirus that was in our home.
How
for
is she feeling?
She's feeling better.
The doctor gives her 3 weeks.
I got to tell you, yesterday I was nauseous and I thought I got her bug and I was freaking out.
Oh, no.
I went home early yesterday from work.
Yeah, Michael's is a cold. And then we got a note from the school that said, if there's even a chance, don't give them medicine and send them to school. So
this is
they're worried about these things.
This is what happened. I get home.
Mm-hmm.
We go to bed early. She looks
nice.
She looked like I was like, you look a little sick still. Do you want me to sleep downstairs? And she goes, no, I think we'll be fine. I wake up. We come in a regular time. Everybody's here 9 o'clock. And then around 10, I start feeling really nauseous, and I'm like, oh my God, tell me.
That's terrifying.
Tell me I don't have this.
It must have come on quick because we were meeting at
we
about
were talking,
10.
I was like, oh God, this is terrible.
I freak out of my mind. Yeah. I go out of my mind.
Yeah.
So I go lock myself in the office because I don't want to get anybody sick. And then Shannon comes in, and I'm laying on my couch in my office. She goes, you have to go home. You look ashen.
Yeah.
I said.
Yeah. That is, and today, fine.
Well,
right?
This is what I figured out, Mike. I'm the big dummy. And Rob called it when we were in the garage around 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
Trying to do our finishing touches to make sure we were connected correctly to D.C., and he said, you haven't had a drink of water all day. You have to drink something.
Down here. Yeah, and down here, it's cumulative.
Yeah,
I realized it yesterday. I thought I mainlined water yesterday, my last day before I go under the knife again. I go under the needle again tomorrow. And I thought, I'm out there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm power drinking it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am power, power, power. Get home. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Go to pee. I pee out maple syrup.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you really have to apply yourself. You have to apply yourself.
You have to
force
down here.
Yourself.
You have to be aware with
force
the
yourself to drink.
Have.
And because yesterday, Mike, it was the heat exhaustion finally caught up to me because I was dehydrated.
I called my doctor and he put me on a urine softener and it's really helped.
It's delightful.
I had 4 liquid IVs. But I did go home because I didn't put 2 and 2 together.
It takes a moment for it to register.
Took a COVID test, came out negative. I'm like, this has got to be something else.
Yeah.
All right. So let me get back to the whole, Mike, stay out of the way thing.
Right.
When I was in here, the biggest problem we had was that this table company, this company, Oscar had to practically threaten them with a baseball bat.
He did
to get this
them.
Table delivered. Oscar is like going on and on. It was supposed to come last Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be delivered on Tuesday.
On Thursday, 23rd.
Supposed to come on Thursday.
Yes.
Then Oscar says they're not going to get here on Thursday. Friday or Saturday, they said absolutely.
Yeah.
Saturday night. No, Friday night. We're out at dinner, and Oscar says
they call.
It's not going to be till Monday.
They call. And I said, do you still want the table?
And he said, and I think it was, we had to. It ended up we used the other table for
staging.
Lighting and all that and monitors and all that. So it ended up working out well, but that was difficult. My point being that moving stuff around, I disconnected everything today and reconnected it. And I have more than enough capability.
You do.
Of doing everything that certainly is asked of me and a little local knowledge. So To be honest with you, I think that I'm a third set of hands. And, you know, I could have assisted when you talked about missing a day because of my concern about sound and everything else, yes. Which I was. I didn't expect when I stood on the other side after we had put the original insulation out that I would hear you guys clearly, which I did. And it freaked me out just a little bit because not for any other reason than people could complain, but it was probably a bit of an overreaction because ultimately I'm okay with it. But at the same time, I think my set of hands would have helped and you guys wouldn't have had to, you know, go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I think sometimes you get a guy that's going to put plugs in. Somebody's going to set up lights and move things and adjust lighting and do that kind of thing. Or even sit in the chair the whole time just to, I could have done a better job. What is Oscar saying?
No. Carla just texted us. She goes, Mike has a little static on his end, and I'm asking Pony to check on that now. But then I have another listener wrote that said, Mike's shot is crisp and clean.
Ah.
Lots of helpers. I love this.
I don't hear anything.
I think it sounds fine on our end. It might be Carla's Wi-Fi signal, but we're going to find out.
That could be.
Okay.
Could be.
Or not.
So anyway, she's got good ears. So I get it. And then to be honest with you, I really expected that, you know, I really felt like I stepped up and pitched in on Saturday. I really felt that way. But then I'm told it's all about me. So, you know.
Well,
Oscar, you were a little hard on me over the weekend.
I had to be. Not
the way you had to be on Friday night.
Well, yes, you deserved it on Friday night because you put us through hell on Friday day.
I did no such
you
thing.
You did. You yelled.
I
you
did
yelled
no
at,
such
you
thing.
You yelled at me.
There was
and
yelling.
You yelled at Rob, and you had two of your friends, your business partners that came down, were grown men, to help you out and make sure that
What did I yell about? What did I yell about?
How about you tell him, Rob?
Well, there was the location of the actual studio within the garage, which changed and changed and changed again.
No, let me stop you right there.
All right.
This was conceived almost 6 months ago. This decision was made to do this permanently 4 months ago, where I decided to do it. I think that the communication between me and Oscar was not enough. We don't communicate enough to really, for him to have an idea of what I was expecting. And to be honest with you, once everything gets in here, that changes as well. And so the idea always in my mind, which I may or may not have communicated to Oscar, was that a portion of this room was going to be dedicated to the studio, which it ended up being. That's what it is.
We were told
wall space and perimeter.
You gave us the full perimeter and
you
space.
Said, and you said
of
we
your,
had, we have carte blanche, yes. An open invitation to
open
do what
canvas.
We need to do, an open canvas.
Right.
And as soon as we began to lay it out, it was shut down.
Yeah. And then when I said, well, Mike, this is after a good 5 hours of work.
Yeah.
Why the F did we come down here then if you're just going to have us put everything back in the corner?
Yeah, this was sort of a climb. If you were writing this as a play, this was sort of a second act climax. And when Oscar is yelling and you're yelling back, and I don't know if you're familiar with the meme of Homer going backwards from The Simpsons, going backwards into a bush. That's what I wanted to do at that point because it was, temperatures were running a bit high.
And we diffused it. It was fine.
We got through it.
Because it was
Well, Oscar and I got through it.
It was a Guantanamo time. Which, right. By the way,
when Oscar and I go at it, you're not involved.
Well,
no.
I don't think anything's going to happen. It's no. I don't expect any
different.
No,
but I mean,
studio.
He's not involved.
Yeah, he's, whoa,
you know?
No, there's
you're not defending him like you are now when that's going on.
There is no defense needed when they're facts, Mike. They're just facts. That's all it is. We ended up.
How many times? Here are some facts.
Yes.
All right.
How many times did I express my gratitude?
Yeah,
many
of
times.
Course, yes, you should. We were all friends.
I don't
here.
Need ass as I should. I need how many times
a human
did
being
I? How
his
many
friends.
Times? How many times did I do? I made a point of letting you guys know at every turn how grateful I was that you came down here and did this.
Listen, right? Mommy dearest, we are on the same page.
Yeah, but I mean, I did. I made sure that I let you know how valued you were, and that, that I didn't expect it, and I was very proud of it, and I was very happy about it.
It all worked out. It all worked out. On Friday night, you got the grumpy Gus because it was fresh. It was a fresh day of a lot of chaos and indecision.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was a wonderful
chaos and indecision, which in part was me, but another part was nothing was planned until you got in there. That's the truth. There was no definitive idea of what direction we were going in, where it was going to point until we got in there. I saw no plans or schematics or anything.
I ordered enough pipe and drape to cover your garage. There was planning. There was measurements that you sent me. There was pictures and video that you showed me. This is all planned out. The final plan is something that you didn't want, so we had to work around it.
Well, I mean, it was not ever discussed with me prior to that, ever.
Okay.
Not one phone call.
Mike, I understand.
Not one discussion.
I understand that because
you
said it was carte blanche.
Did I know that you were ordering all that pipe and drape? No. Did I know that you were going to do the perimeter?
You did.
No. Absolutely. That is a goddamn lie. I will cop to all the stuff in the world, but I will not cop to the fact that I was not communicated with a final idea that how would I possibly sign off on using an entire room when I made it clear multiple times that I was going to have other sections of the room, including at the very beginning when the other section of the room was really going to be multi-purposed.
I said that to you. I agree. It's as confusing to me. I was as confused then as I am at the moment because the pipe and drape was discussed between
Explain
you and I.
Explain what that is to our listeners.
It's a modular wall of where you can hang curtains on to cover
stands. Really,
yeah, it's a stand.
Stands. And we did. To be fair, we did discuss pipe and drape on the air because we talked about the idea of covering everything.
No,
up.
I'm not talking about that. I was more than aware of pipe and drape. I was part of
okay.
that. What I'm talking about was the idea of the entire space of the room being, you know, which was really, I guess, in the mind of you guys,
the set,
or Oscar,
the set.
You know, covering every inch of wall space around here. I also, and this is
for balance,
through no fault of my own, I also thought that the curtains were going to be acoustical curtains.
Correct. Correct.
That would have totally deadened all of the sound.
I wanted to keep the expense down, so I wanted to see how good these were going to be.
Did we have a discussion about that?
No, but that's one. That's something
okay,
that's
but
easily
I'm just
fixed.
Trying to
that's
say
something
there
that's
things,
easily fixed. That's something
but
that's easily
just,
fixed.
There are things yes. that I. What I'm saying is, you can tell me that I changed the game plan, but I didn't know the detail outside of the fact that you were bringing curtains down. I did not know the detail. Okay. The last time we
Fair
talked
enough.
Detail
yeah, yeah,
is when I sent you
I agree.
You're detailed
right.
schematics
You're
of the room.
Okay.
I measured the room, and I sent that along.
Correct.
We also didn't know that there were going to be... We had a very strong vision of where we were going to put lighting.
Correct.
That didn't work out. That
right.
wasn't your fault. That wasn't my fault.
Yeah,
that
we learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
We did. We learned a lot.
I mean, I will cop to being a monster, but I will not cop to, you know, being frustrated that I didn't, you know really... That the plan didn't come off as I expected
so,
it would be. I think the end result is the important thing. But I also think I made it really clear how delighted and grateful I was that you guys came down here. But I also think that, you know, as far as the, I, what the primary, one of the primary things I wanted was accomplished. The secondary thing I wanted was accomplished. The third thing I wasn't, that I wanted was not accomplished.
What's that?
To have a studio that was free of clutter.
No.
And that,
well,
that
I think two out of three is not
do.
So bad.
Two out of three based on the fact that the company, and it's not your fault about the furniture company that didn't get the table down here. It was that way.
But and clutter can be minimized now that everything is in place.
It's a B&H shipping label to you.
You sometimes, Rob, you make me laugh. Clutter can, that is a Rob Spiewak line clutter can be minimized.
We're aware of the cabling now, so we know what snake to get you. But at the end of the day, Mike, your level of but I said thank you. Is, I think, why wouldn't you ever say thank you?
I didn't. You're making, first of all, you're minimizing what I did by saying that I'm giving you a blanket that I said. You're saying, you're indicating that I said it once, and it's not true. I didn't just say thank you. I went into great detail of how much I appreciated the effort that was put forth coming down here. So just saying
that,
thank you.
Don't you think that's expected of us, that we think that you're going to be thankful? We don't think that you're not ever not going to be thankful.
Oh, well, I mean, so maybe I didn't need to say it then.
You don't have to. We believe that your actions speak louder than words.
All right.
You
treated
us well. You brought us into your home.
All right. So that's the truth. Yes. Well, now you know it. I just thought it was good that I said it. But since it didn't matter, hey, I wish the job had been done better. We have to take a break. Okay. Here we go. Let's take a little break and we'll come back with the real show. We're being real here. Let's go. I should have said, why the f*** do we have these cables all over my house? And why am I putting together a table? We'll come back with more right after this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll try to read commercial.
Oh, it's your paisan, Paulie. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me, but the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now, he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they can go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they can go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today. The boss asked you. And let your friends be a friend of ours. Capiche? We now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
I'm so misunderstood. I'm so misunderstood, folks. I truly am. I care. What's wrong with that? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do your financial goals feel out of reach? No more. With Chime's Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with your own money through on-time payments and small everyday purchases. Members see an increase of 30 points to their credit scores on average. Chime reports your payments to the major credit bureaus to help you build credit over time. With no annual fees, no large security deposits, or any credit checks to apply, start making your financial dreams a reality with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Based on a study conducted by Experian, credit builder members observed an average of 30-point FICO score 8 increase after 8 months. With regular on-time payments, results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. That experiment is a success. See? Thank you for that. Thank you for making that work. I'm very, very happy.
You look right into the camera.
Now you're quiet. Rob, what? You love me being thrown under the bus by
don't.
Oscar.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
You love it. I love it.
I don't at all.
Can you explain what you were...
I'm doing news in the third break.
We haven't finished this. Can you explain
what
you just did?
What? Yeah.
Because you talked...
So just my copy setup.
It worked well.
It worked well. It's fine.
Good.
Perfect. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry.
Perfect.
Harder to see you guys than it is for me to do that. Getting back to the table. I have never ever had anything delivered anywhere. Maybe I've lived an innocent life, but I have never had anything delivered anywhere that came in a Christmas Story crate.
Yeah, crated.
Crated, yeah.
Crated.
So,
but it's a whole different scene from someone who has a background in furniture. Mm-hmm. It normally comes to the store in a crate. Then you uncrate it and then deliver it to the person. Mm-hmm. So you got it straight from the distributor or manufacturer.
Now I'm
going to
pan out on my little table here.
Okay.
Pan down. There it is. You can see it all the way. There it is. It's a big table. It's a very big table. Look at that. Look at all this. 60 inches of table. It hasn't even, it's freshly out of the box.
Yes.
Isn't that exciting?
With a pedestal base.
Yes.
With it's a beautiful base. Piece.
Oh, well, that's off air. I'll talk to you about that. But that's a good thing, too, that I might want to discuss with you cats. So back to where I am. Are we okay yet?
Almost there. Almost there.
We're a work in progress.
There.
Is that too much?
Bam, yes. That's it.
That's it.
So back to what I was discussing with you guys. The table arrives, and I am out and not in the house. And Carla says, the table is here. We have to put it together, which I think I was aware of. So,
well,
and then,
now, in fairness to us, I felt like when they said crated, it would have come built in
a
crate.
Piece. Yeah, one piece.
I don't think that's far off.
Okay.
I really don't. I don't think. Okay. There were two massive pieces. Okay. It was one of the easiest things to put together I've ever seen.
The top and the base?
Great. So top and bottom.
Okay. Yeah,
top and bottom,
two
four
pieces.
Screws.
Two pieces.
Bam. Yes. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
What the big deal was, is, and that I didn't realize, is that they build, or perhaps overbuild, a cold too. I don't even know where I put my little thing. I've air conditioned this studio too.
Yes, you have.
You're chilly, Willie.
I am so freezing.
Oh no. Right,
it's like Letterman studio.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it. Okay, good.
Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo.
Thank you. So anyhow,
that split doesn't offer heat, does it?
I don't know. So it arrives, and this thing, I walk in, and in a perfect world, Carla's home before I am, and I'm coming home and thinking, oh, you know, I was told, Oscar said it would be an easy put together. And I said, I bet she's put it together already. Well, first of all, I did not even remotely acknowledge the size of it, even though I knew it was 60 inches. 60 inches is bigger when you see it than when you talk about it.
Sure.
And
in a
don't
crate.
Don't you know, ladies? Anyway.
In a crate, yeah. I'm envisioning it's probably not unlike a 6-foot cube.
It's very big.
Yes.
And so I look at this and I walk in and I see in the corner of the garage a freestanding 5-foot tall crate that is just massive. And it's not like the kind of crate. It's not a box. It's a crate. It's a full shipping crate. And I've never seen a shipping crate. And it looks to me to have been put together specifically for this piece of furniture.
They do make them.
They make them at the warehouse.
Yeah, they make them specifically for minimize the probability of damage so it arrives safely to you.
Could not have been wrapped better. Absolutely incredible. I proceeded the process of trying to pull at things. I realized early on, pulling at things was not going to be successful. All right.
You have to unscrew.
And when you talk about what's that?
You have to unscrew with the drill.
So the drill is immediately put to use.
Good.
And that is when, and I wrote down the number. I have it somewhere. I don't have a pen. Oh, there it is. I wrote it down here. 2,567,000 wood screws.
For safety. For safety.
Hold on. Carla is texting me. Just a second. Let me see.
When you were pulling, were you using a crowbar?
Carla keeps texting us the same picture over and over again.
It's a picture. Did she send you a picture of the crate?
Yeah, of the crate.
Wrapped in black plastic.
It's huge. It's huge.
It's got like stickers on it. It looks like the Acme shipping crate. You know,
it looks like you're about to do the Aztec tomb
It looks like something. Thank you, Carla. Appreciate it, because this is good context.
Yes.
It looked like something had fallen off the Titanic.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like it was precious art or some sort of Picasso in there, but it was a table.
Just the table.
No, that's all. The procedure was fine. Carla joined in at a certain point, and I got tons of wood screws, which I love to have. I like wood screws.
Oh, you saved
them. I like having them around.
Good.
Oh, you saved them. The worst part was at the end. This is the end of our day. She's tired. I'm tired. And I said to Carla, she takes wood screws that she's on the very bottom.
Yeah.
I don't get down there very easily. And she's taking out the wood screws. She's got like four or five in her hand. And she throws them in the trash. And I'm like, no. And then she turns around and looks at me and she goes,
good job, Carla. Good job.
Because I'm a monster.
No, you're just like, it's,
you said it. I'm a monster.
I said.
The thank yous don't matter.
I said,
I am a total monster.
You have not lightened up at all in Florida.
If I lightened up, we wouldn't be here.
Correct.
I felt like. I'm a man of passion.
I felt like I was going to come see a man that on air, you know, runs hot, but off air.
No.
I'm
fully medicated. You guys probably saw me eat some of that medication. I'm fully medicated. I'm like this. I don't change. I don't, you know, the only reason I don't take more of those pills is because I just don't think. My question is why? Why take pills that won't make a difference? But when I'm in back of somebody at a traffic signal, a person that's waiting, and they wait more than 3 seconds, I am out of my mind. That will never change.
You are a big talker there, when you drive. You talk to people constantly when you drive.
That's real.
That's so real.
They say, you're going to go? No, you're going to wait for the truck. Aren't you going to wait for the truck? Truck!
You know who you should talk to when you drive?
Who's that?
A driving instructor.
Well, you know what, Mike?
I have yet to... This is just one little piece of the puzzle.
All right.
Rob drove one night.
He was DD.
He was the DD.
Yes,
which is
nice
weird, by
night.
The way. Not accustomed
which
to that.
Which is weird. There was a lot of drinking in front of you.
Yes.
We checked with you to make sure you were okay with it. You were. Mm-hmm. You've done that before. And you were the DD. My question is this. Is your tentative driving, tentative to the point of getting in an accident, is your tentative driving due to the fact that you flipped your car, or was it, as perhaps your wife has alluded to, just your overall driving ability?
It was especially tentative because I was in a car that did not belong to me with the owner, and it was a beautiful automobile, and I wasn't about to do anything to harm it. So, yes, I was a little nervous about that.
Are you nervous normally when you drive?
I don't think so.
You've ridden in more cars with him than I have.
Yeah, well, I think you have the best perspective because you just rode with him to the funeral.
Yes. I thought to the funeral, it was better. That was pre-flip.
Yeah, but that was also my car. Pre-flip. I knew where I was going. And you know what? I was playing an away game in a car. And also, you know what?
You see me get out of the car when we got to the house?
Yeah, I saw. There was lots of opinions in that automobile from all
about
around
your driving?
Me. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I apologize. It was a less than satisfactory drive.
I don't have a good memory of what exactly was happening. What? Do you have a better memory? They were directed at you, you know.
I thought the brake check was.
There was one brake check right after Mike said, you have to be careful because people stop short on this road. And then it happened. And you know what? I was ready and I stopped a little abruptly and I apologize about that, but I was prepared and nobody was injured. Car remained upright. That's really
rims weren't scratched.
Mike, my takeaway is this: the entire drive, the car remained upright with all four tires on the pavement.
And you have to be for the 4 days we were there in Florida.
Yes.
You have to be aggressive when you're driving, in my opinion, because there are just wahoos out there.
There are. Absolutely.
Am I wrong?
I agree. By the way, can you hear me okay?
Yes,
I'm having a little connectivity issue with you guys.
We can hear you great.
Do you have anything with me?
No.
No.
We can hear you great.
We're good.
Oscar, you nailed it.
This is true.
You nailed it, and you nailed it this way. To a fault. It is, they've made jokes about this road in Florida, you see an old person driving. This road, see a dirt road and people. And then I-75, where you see everybody's driving a NASCAR.
Yes.
Because that's the intensity. Route 41 is the same, our little road down here. It's a little crazy.
I felt like an out-of-towner.
Aggressively, or you're going to be in trouble.
Yes.
I truly felt like an out-of-towner because I didn't change lanes a lot. This is a big thing down there, the changing of lanes, in and out, and in and out, and in and out. And I didn't want to risk it because I was not comfortable driving the car. I was comfortable driving the car. I was just precautious. That's all. Cautious.
Well, let me say thank you. Thank you for coming down.
You don't need to say that.
We're going to take a break. We're going to stop down for just a second here, fellas.
Okay. Thank you.
You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Do you like not being hurt under bridges?
I sure do. There's nothing that excites me more than that static.
Yeah, it's great being on AM.
We're talking about the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 every Monday through Friday right here on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ. Hope you give us a listen. You'll enjoy it. And remember, corn, enjoy it a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Hey, here's a question. Why do razors cost so much?
They don't need to.
Harry's razors are incredibly sharp, and they are made in their own factory in Germany. Most importantly, they cost as little as $2 per blade. You can get a quality razor that you can depend on delivered straight to your door from Harry's. We all use Harry's because we all love Harry's. The best products at the best prices, and the packaging is absolutely amazing. Right now, the Truman Shave Trial Set is a $15 value, and you can get it for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a replacement blade delivery whenever you need them, with refills as low as $2 each. Harry's has dozens of affordable items to go along with your subscription, like shaving creams, post-shave balm, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. And Harry's is still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries on them. Why do you think they do that? Because they know you're going to love it.
It's great.
Don't get overcharged for razors, my friend. Get Harry's, a $15 Truman Shave set, for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 trial set. Do it. 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 Do it.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And if you're of a certain age, this will make you feel really, really old. Nintendo's Mario Brothers franchise is 40 years old.
That's, you see, I was.
Is there bad connectivity?
No, there's just an impact drill happening in the background and the building's being remodeled.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to mute ourselves while you talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I can't hear it. Don't worry about it.
The Mario franchise, I aged out of it a little bit. It was happening by the time I was getting out of it again. But Oscar's a big Mario guy.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to go to, Super Nintendo World in Universal. I was 2 months out. I saw the Magic Kingdom being built as I was going down the escalators in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I said, next time, Yoshi. Next time.
For sure.
Let me see. Next Friday, the Super Mario Brothers movie hits theaters. You gonna go?
Yes. There's a lot of mixed reviews, but I have to go. I feel like I owe it to the franchise.
Are you bothered
but
that
I
they
owed
don't?
It to them.
Are you bothered that they no longer use an accent for Mario Luigi?
Care. I don't get wrapped up in that nonsense.
I don't know.
Nonsense. U2 guitarist The Edge says that he wants to kickstart a resurgence in guitars.
Did they ever really go away?
He tells Mojo Magazine he believes that the pendulum is going to start swinging in the other direction and that guitars will start becoming more popular than synths, samples, and computer-generated sounds. That's what he's talking about.
Okay, well, I mean, but even with all of that, there's always been, hey, man, is that guitar rock, man?
Yeah, but I get it. It's like old-school rock and roll. He says there's been a drift away from the instrument in recent years, but that Fender is selling more guitars than ever before, and they're ready for it. Bono recently said that the next U2 album will be a noisy, uncompromising, unreasonable guitar album. And The Edge adds that, quote, "We are turning the amps on, the rock that we all grew up with as 16, 17-year-olds. That kind of power is something we'd love to connect back to." Now, listen, I think when you're talking about the opening of Uno, Dos, Tres, Cuatro,
Catorce, yeah, Vertigo.
That's some of my favorite U2 sounds. So yeah. I'm rooting for it.
Talks about the noisy, what was the quote about it? The noisy guitar-driven album. Do you think the other two guys in U2 just roll their eyes? It's like
maybe Bono will be like off mic going, "It's a beautiful day." I don't know. Let's see. If you'd love to see a game of pool between Nick Cage and Keanu Reeves, just know that it probably won't be a close match. Nick did an Ask Me Anything on Reddit recently, and a fan asked him for his favorite Keanu Reeves movie. Nick said, "It's difficult. He has mixed him up. Why do I do my Napoleon Dynamite when I do Nicolas
Cage?" I think it's closer than you think.
Said he has mixed emotions about Keanu because
he kicked my butt at billiards one night.
My hand.
Nick said,
"Keanu came up to my house on his motorcycle. He was making these impossible shots. He'd say, 'Now I don't know if I can get that shot or this shot.' And he made every single one. Look at my hand."
But if Nick had to answer, he'd say,
"I liked some of the early stuff, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I thought he was great in River's Edge."
Interestingly,
isn't that sort of a slap when you say that a guy's best work was 40 years ago?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Nick Cage.
You would.
Interestingly, another one of Keanu's early movies was Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was directed by Nick's uncle Francis Ford Coppola. And I've always thought, good old Keanu, no, he's a nice guy, really thought he was the worst part of that movie.
Yeah.
Like going away the worst part of that movie.
And that's saying something, because there weren't a lot of great things in that movie.
Oh, Gary Oldman, though, is Dracula.
He's good, but I mean, the whole thing didn't come together, I don't think.
No, but I mean, it's still kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it, you know? My hand. It's no moonlighting, Rob.
No.
That's for sure.
For sure.
A fashion brand in New York invented a new shoe you can wear backwards. Sure they did. No matter which end you put your foot in, it's still functional footwear. Okay. People with too much time on their hands. If you wear them like normal, they're an open-toed sneaker. Right.
Great.
That alone is pretty weird. If you wear them the other way, they're sandals you can eat.
This is a horrible idea.
Well, it looks like you've got your shoes on backwards, though. They're called BWD shoes. Guess what the BW... Backward!
Backward shoes.
Yeah. We assume it's backward from the brand. We assume that's what it means, BWD. The brand is MS... CHF. What do you think the brand stands for?
Mischief.
Mischief.
Mischievous and monkey shines.
Oh, God. S&D. Let's see. Wallet Hub just put out a new study. I love Wallet Hub when they do this.
Yes.
I read them every year. They ranked every state from the most stressed to the least. Obviously, if you were listening to the early part of the program, you would say that Florida's gone up a couple of notches since Mike O'Mara moved to the state. Since, from what I get, my heart is still ready to explode. The rankings are based on 41 different factors across four different stresses. Work-related.
Oh,
oh dear.
Jesus.
Money-related.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Of course.
Mama.
Family and health. I'm okay in that one.
Yeah.
And safety. That's everybody, right?
These days. Look at it.
Based on all that, the most stressed out states are mostly in the South. Mississippi.
Really? Again?
Always Mississippi.
Always.
Louisiana, New Mexico, West Virginia, Nevada, Arkansas, Alabama, Kentucky, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Mm.
Most stressed out.
West Virginia is all that stressed.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what if someone
was born a coal miner's daughter?
If someone breaks in and steals your shine? That's
Here
bad.
Are the least stressed out areas: Minnesota,
sure.
Utah, New Hampshire. Yeah.
Yeah.
South Dakota, Massachusetts, Iowa, New Jersey, Connecticut, my home state.
There.
North Dakota, and wait for it, Virginia.
Ooh.
I think that probably, remember, Virginia's a big state with a lot of regions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a little less stressed down south.
Oh, that okay.
To the
and
west.
Now a little something, something. If you fill your face with Botox, it might be hard for other people to read your emotions. That's not too surprising, but this is. A new study found Botox might make the person who got the injections worse at reading other people's emotions, too. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, scanned the brains of 10 women before and after they got Botox in their forehead. The point was to see how their brains reacted to other people's facial expressions. Each one was shown photos of happy, angry, or neutral faces, and they had to guess the emotion being expressed.
All right.
And it turned out they were worse at it after they got the Botox.
You could see that.
So does it leak into your brain or something? No, they think it's because of something called facial feedback hypothesis. The idea that we subconsciously, that we subconsciously mimic people's facial expressions to help us interpret them. The theory is that Botox prevents the muscles in your face from doing that as well, and that makes you worse at reading emotions in general. Now I know why my mother-in-law always thinks I'm happy to see her. That's so bad. Just move on. Just move on right now. Let's move on. I'm sorry, Linda. I love you. It was just a joke.
My Lord.
It was just a little joke.
A very solid joke. Very solid.
Yes, thank you. That's you might have seen me doing my show prep today, and I smiled when I got there. Yes, it wrote itself. We'll be right back, everybody.
People all over are talking about a new way of pampering themselves.
The Brazilian. I thought it had something to do with beekeeping.
Introducing a new you, feeling young and vibrant.
Dirkaglow. Why can I not get the name Dirk out of my head?
Hey, ladies, let's get you looking radiant.
Here's an unsolicited testimonial about Dirkaglow.
Ladies, let me give you the truth. That Dirkaglow sh** will mess you up.
Didn't I blow this up?
No, it ain't for everyone.
No, no.
If you really want to pamper yourself, check out the real thing. Check out Dermglow Skin to see what Carla can do for you.
She is a pure artist in her field.
By the way, men need not apply.
Oh, even though,
For products or consultation, visit DermglowSkin.com today.
And by the way, hi, Carla.
All right. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Live.
Yes. Yeah, baby.
It's 2023. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003 or 2003? If it was 2003, it would be 2003.
That's the future.
Are you still using the same wallet from 03? Now is the time to update your wallet game. We all have the Groove Life wallet, a sleek, low-profile wallet engineered for everyday use. One simple thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access to find everything you need. And with its durable, high-quality aluminum outer shell, this wallet is unlike any wallet I've seen. I love mine. I don't have it on me right now because I've been running around, but with Groove Life's 94-year, no BS warranty, the Groove Wallet is the last wallet you will ever need. Rob's holding it up right now. You're going to love yours. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you're going to find, but you have to use my code TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa. Yes, we really didn't get into the fun part, but we got a chance to take Oscar and Rob down to our two of our favorite joints.
Both one, great.
Iguana
undersold
Mia.
Undersold by you guys.
Yeah, you really did. You undersold the Mia
by
oh, really?
A lot.
Yes.
Oh,
you made
that's
it seem like
place.
It was like
a dive bar.
Some random, like Route 28 in Manassas.
Yeah.
Like taken over from 3 other restaurants set up. And let me tell you, America.
Iguana, totally custom.
Iguana Mia is... And I don't want to besmirch the brand. It's a chain.
It's a local chain.
It's a local chain, but it's as impressive as any big like TGI Fridays as far as infrastructure is concerned.
Absolutely.
It's a restaurant that is custom built for Iguana Mia. It's not some like mom and pop. It is beautiful. It's efficient and it's delicious.
We showed up at dinner time on Friday night. and immediately had a table for eight.
Yeah.
We got really lucky because it's very rare this time of year, and we were there early enough. We went super early. So we got there
4 o'clock.
It was 4 o'clock.
We left
at 4 o'clock.
We left
at 4 o'clock.
We left at 4:30.
Oh, because of me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Even when he's in the house, Mike, he makes us late.
Rob, bring that point up. You explain that.
I mean, and you know what?
I took a shower.
Amazingly, I had to
take a shower.
But
so did I.
What was great is I was okay with almost missing the flight down.
Yes.
But missing.
Now, why did you almost miss the flight down?
Because Oscar asked me.
Because I was packing all the lights.
Oscar asked me at the end of the show on Thursday, what time should we leave? And I said
11:30.
This time, and then I subtracted 15 minutes because I said I really don't want to have to be rushed. He said okay, and I think we left about an hour and 10 minutes before the flight departed. So we had to get from here
with bags that you're checking.
Checked bags. Yes,
Mike. And, let me rewind a little bit.
And boy, does he zoom through security?
Don't you think that if Oscar wanted to leave earlier, he would. When I got out of the broadcast, they said, where's all the equipment that we're going to take down to Mike's? And they looked at me like I was an alien. So I had to put it all together.
That's true, what took time.
I don't quite remember it.
How do you remember? What were we doing? Were we packing?
We were packing at the end, but I think the packing didn't start immediately after the show.
Okay, but did I ask where's all the equipment?
You know what? I wasn't part of it. Can't comment to it.
But you know we're going together.
Exactly.
Did you think about the equipment we were taking down at all?
After the show, I did come up and I asked, what do you need me to pack? Because you asked me to say
I get it, but I'm saying, when I said, where's all the equipment? And everybody looked at me like I was an alien. I said, well, nobody has thought about that clearly. Let me take care of that.
Okay. As I said, we made it. And it was made a lot less stressful by the fact that our flight was delayed going down. Oscar had more time to spare because he has super double plus excellent good security clearance.
TSA pre-check, baby.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
Not me. But I did make it, and bless his heart, bought me a bottle of water.
Yeah, I always take it.
It was great. And then we were all ready to leave at a prescribed time to go on the flight back. And that's when Oscar started to set up just one more light for your son. For his video game.
He asked.
Now, hold on. I do have to defend him on that one because Michael was, first of all, the really best thing that I completely ignored. While Oscar wasn't getting drunk and calling me an a-hole, he was commiserating with my son and playing, as you describe, Rob, like a 10-year-old himself.
I love getting
playing
up
video and games with Michael. And
I came back and he's on his knees in the bedroom playing video games, literally like a 10-year-old. It was so fun to watch.
And you're talking about Oscar, not Michael.
Exactly.
And
Michael was a little mature.
He was in his computer chair.
The connection to my son by Oscar was really something to behold. It was really special. And, you know, he loves both of you guys. And it was just
my favorite part of the weekend
was the connection. But when you pointed out that we're all ready to go, I don't know whether it was Friday or Saturday night.
Both nights.
But this was a great moment. This was a classic moment. We are all getting into the car. I am bringing up the rear, I believe, and I think Rob, you might be right in front of me.
Yeah,
and we're loaded in the car.
We're walking out to the car.
You're in the car, and I start walking out. I said, "Hey, this is great." As I get in, door opens. Oscar goes, "Got to get my phone," and I said, "And you and I looked at each other. You can't." He figures it out. He figures out a way.
I looked at you, and we made the straight faced emoji. At each other.
I said to Oscar,
I said,
how can I be the one everyone went? I've got a car full of people.
I said to Mike, I said, even when we're sharing a house, he still makes us late.
I have concluded this. This is not irresponsible. One of the most responsible guys I know.
Yes.
This is not selfish. A very selfless guy. Does things for people all the time.
Always.
It is a broken personality, flaw, disorder, whatever you want to call it.
Wiring. It's bad wiring.
There's something in him that wishes And I don't know how, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but there's something in him that he needs it. He needs people to wait for him.
Yep.
That's what it is. How about when we had the technical issue just a few minutes ago? Where does he go?
Pew! Out of the
room. That way, gone. We can be waiting again. And I stepped out of the room and I came back.
To address the technical issues.
I got back and everything, Pony was handling it. And
you know
you
why he was handling
gone.
It? Because I was standing right next to him.
So you do not think that it's because you're broken?
Look, I have a proactive nature. The two times I was late, I'll cop to taking a shower. Sorry, that's the Friday night.
Right.
Saturday night, your son wanted to play a game of Fortnite. So we had 50 people left in the Battle Royale. Yep. I said, let's shut it down. They're going to get mad. He goes, no, this will be quick.
And since his addiction,
we keep rolling. His addiction.
We keep rolling.
To be honest, I wasn't as mad that night as Carla was.
Yes.
Because Carla was hungry.
She was hangry.
She was not pleased with it.
We would have left earlier. But
she was
there
very
was work
sweet.
To be done.
It all worked out.
There was work to be done. And then Saturday night was really amazingly fun.
So
because of
great.
We went to another dive place.
Buffalo
that we
Chips,
love.
10 out of 10.
Buffalo
yes,
Chips, 100%. Just the best.
Great
just
waitress.
The best. And we watched, we got that great Florida Atlantic game against Kansas State that was just a 10. One of the best, if not the best, NCAA game of
punched
the weekend.
Their ticket to the Final Four.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough road to hoe for them, but they're in the Final
Miami's
Four.
Miami's in.
Small school.
Florida's
Miami's
all coming
in.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Miami certainly is a powerhouse, and I think, I don't know enough about it, but I certainly know Florida Atlantic is a teeny little school, but really, that was just big laughs, and it's nice to know that still, after all these years, I can go put a bender on Friday night and make that decision at dinner time Saturday night that I'm going to drink again. And then when the game, I was, and then here's the thing. I'm with two guys that sort of watch sports, but don't sort of watch sports. So I, as you might not have known, I don't even know if you guys even noticed this, how all in I went for the game.
Oh, yeah.
I went all in. And you guys are still doing shtick, and then I'm just like quiet, big beat. And Florida Atlantic came back and won. I didn't like the showboat for Kansas State.
Yes,
didn't
that's
like
true.
The showboat, and I thought he was too cocky, and it bit him in the ass.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm. That's a lesson we can all learn. But Oscar, you talked about my personality flaw, where you thought I would have calmed down. I have no knowledge, nor interest for my life. Let's just say it's my life. In Kansas State or Florida Atlantic.
There wasn't a bet or you didn't have
within
a bookie you were calling.
Within
5-10 minutes,
I can literally put an emotional component into that where I'm going to get pissed off if they lose.
Fully engaged.
It but was great.
That's a true sports fan. We're a true sports fan.
I can't watch it unless there's something on the line.
I questioned your cable package as you didn't have ESPN. We were shocked by that.
Yeah.
But he had
the one that matters, and there was a great moment I had with Carla. One of my favorite black and white musicals was on Yankee Doodle Dandy. And I was watching it as I walked through the
room.
Tough
getting you out of the house when you were watching that.
And while we were waiting for Oscar, I said, you know what? It's been on this channel. I can rewind and watch my favorite parts that I missed. Just the musical numbers, of course. And Carla comes out and she says, Jesus, Rob, is this movie still on? How long is it? Because it had been on the TV for about 4 hours. Yes.
True story.
Yes.
Rob says to me, just hold on. I just have to watch him tap dance down the stairs.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
It is so,
very
so
clever boy.
Sensational.
Do you?
Magic moment.
May I?
I've cut back on my cable.
I think you teared down a little too much.
There are so many darkened.
I didn't know I didn't have any. That's how much I watch ESPN.
So sad when I hit guide on your TV, the amount of channels that don't light up.
Smart.
Just thousands
smart.
Of them. Yeah.
I stream everything.
Yeah. If you stream everything,
and I don't have HBO, but I have HBO Max, and I watched Succession last night.
Yeah, but Tubi let us down.
Tubi sucks. Ass.
That was another outfit you were upset at.
It was so mad at Tubi.
Wanna
you
watch
were
Jimmy's
so mad
TV.
At Tubi.
I was mad at Tubi. Okay.
Half-assed, bad streaming.
Why doesn't this happen on Netflix?
Yeah, you don't see this
Prime.
On Netflix.
They are.
This is what
suck.
You pay for. I was like, well, Tubi's free, Mike.
Tubi, hey, you get what you pay for with Tubi.
Yeah.
Trying to watch Jimmy's food show, his restaurant show on Tubi.
Restaurant
you
Commando.
I hope you didn't have the problem we had with Tubi viewers, when we asked you to watch the Jimmy show. But it was fun. A great weekend. A really,
thank you.
So really thank wonderful you. Weekend. I hope we can get you down here when it's just play. We'll be right back, everybody.
He's a desperado that takes care of business.
So. I'm the wrangler, is what I am.
Riding and roping and always getting it done.
Did you see me wrangle before the show today?
You did.
You did a great job. Yeah.
Sometimes trouble just follows a man.
Folks don't know much about him except for his name.
The Bolivian Wrangler.
The Bolivian Wrangler.
Put that on my tombstone.
He may not know basic American history.
When was the Bay of Pigs? The Roaring 50s. The Depression was in the 20s.
You're insane.
But when he wants to wrangle up some goods for the office or his hacienda.
Aye, that's Spanish for house.
He shops at Target and Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com. And with a few clicks, he can pick it up at the store or have it shipped to his door.
You'll thank me for this.
Shop like the Bolivian Wrangler because he knows that getting the big deals is mighty satisfying.
I'm feeling great.
Who was that masked man?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you need an afternoon reset? Sounds like I do. Do yourself a favor and snag 5 minutes for a dad grass toke break. They've also got mom grass joints as the perfect pick-me-up to spank your creative flow. Or the original Dadgrass joints to quiet your mind after your 9-to-5. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD. So you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. Or try the Dadgrass gummies.
Dadgrass.
Best on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
Hello.
Down. Roll over. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
Oscar, did you watch it?
Yes.
Katie?
Yes.
Katie got the ring last night on the finale of The Bachelor, Mike.
Sorry, I missed it. I was watching my HBO Max Succession, which still holds up.
Oh, was it good? First episode was good?
Great episode.
Really great. Wow.
Oh, my. He's such a monster. I love it.
He's totally a monster.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
Well, they're all monsters, yeah. And you end up feeling sorry for him, which is weird, weird, weird.
Right.
Very, very weird.
But The Bachelor, I forget his name. What's his name? Trent? No, Gary? What
know.
Is it? I don't
Trey.
Know. Haircut. Trey, I think it's Trey. He gave the ring to Katie, the traveling nurse.
I love you so much. I love you with all my heart.
There you go.
And you're the face that I want to wake up to every morning. I love you so much.
I love you.
So.
Oh my God.
Will you marry me?
This has to be one of the worst seasons.
Well, we got the hello tape. The hello tape was worth
but
it.
But also it started with such promise with the crazy, and then
the COVID,
and that. But then the COVID, it's just this guy was terrible.
You didn't care for him.
I just didn't care for him.
So will they now choose an unchosen bachelorette to be in the next season? Is that how it works?
Of course.
All right.
With a brand new bachelor, too.
You have a clip?
Yeah, I have a clip.
Hello, everybody.
Still playing the field. This is great for a couple reasons. I didn't realize this. The first band to tour with a giant video screen that they took from city to city was Journey. And today marks the 40th anniversary of the tour.
Are they jackhammering him back?
Oh,
yes, they are.
Really know.
They are. Now, the funny thing about this being the 40th anniversary of the touring giant video screen is Journey did a documentary
And guess who they got to narrate it?
Who?
John Facenda.
Journey made every show with full production package intact, including a huge video screen over the stage and five cameras to televise close-ups to the audience, making every seat the John best seat Facenda. In the house.
I love wow. it. I love
how,
it.
How many years ago did they make it?
Well, if it was, that was 40 years ago, so probably.
40 years ago?
Yeah, so probably.
When he was still alive. Facenda's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, it would have to be when he was alive.
John Facenda, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
I do know that after the Rolling Stones, I think they did their Voodoo Lounge tour, they yeah. sold their giant video screen to another band for touring. So they like got they sold it, which Yay. I always thought that was funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of Pregnancy Nose?
No.
You know, that's a little kinky. I don't even go to that website anymore.
Not anymore? Mike, no. This was trending on TikTok. They say that pregnant women get larger noses. Here's why.
During pregnancy, your body makes a lot more blood because it knows you're going to lose some during delivery, and you also have to support another human being. And all this extra blood flow can really cause some swelling. A lot of times it shows up in your face as well because there are really small capillaries all up in your face, and the extra blood flow just makes you really, just really swollen. And okay. after delivery, it might take a little bit of time, but your nose and your face should generally go back to normal.
Barbara Streisand has been pregnant since 1960.
Why don't we ask Mrs. Duggar? Mother of how many?
12.
Is it 12?
Oh, yeah. 19.
Daughter, can you come over?
Frosty the Snowman.
Thank you.
Mike.
Jimmy Durante joke.
What is our proximity? When we were at your house, what is our proximity to Polk County?
North. Far, okay. far north.
Because I'm not sure this would happen in your neighborhood, because I was just stunned by how pretty your neighborhood is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Loved
pretty
it.
Homes, pretty people.
Yes, lovely. Greeted.
Friendly people.
Mike, greeted by a smile as long as the day is
How many
long.
People did you walk by on your walks, and what percentage of them greeted you?
Probably friendly. Each day I encountered maybe 15 people. You know, as I'm walking.
The word is disgruntled.
Yeah, and I got a lot
angry.
Of...
Can't imagine why.
Maybe 5% reached out in a friendly way. Okay. Some people would wave back. Some people wouldn't wave back.
Yeah.
The biggest jerk was on a golf cart.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. Eyes forward. Just nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I turned around and I said, Mike O'Mara hates you! And I called out your address.
You got a dead soul.
But Polk County... They're looking for a woman who they think was celebrating spring break, but she was misbehaving, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
You did? Okay.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a
Stop for a sec before you do this. Okay, yes. Hold on. This sheriff. Okay. Yes. The sheriff's down here. I got to point out. Now, you might have him in your state, too, so I don't think this is exclusive to Florida.
Right.
But our sheriffs down here are not just law enforcement officials. They are actors. So this guy will bring all the drama he possibly can, and he loves embarrassing people.
Oh, and didn't we see or hear about a sheriff that has his picture on the cop cars?
Well, that's Carmine Marcino, our sheriff down here.
Okay.
Oh, no, I said his name. Oh no.
Raid.
Put
him my picture on in a car.
The guy in Polk County outed another law enforcement official that got busted.
Yeah.
Like for prostitution down here, and he had his picture up. Let me tell you what this idiot does. Listen to this sheriff. No punches pulled where he comes down. He's like, here's what this lady did in Polk County.
Exactly. Okay.
This guy is a dramified sheriff. This is the most dramified.
Let's go back to the tape.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges?
Mike, I want you to know I took 3 walks while I was in your neighborhood.
How many squats did you pop?
Not even once.
That's
really?
Well, maybe, you know, maybe
will
once.
You play it one more time because I'd like to give my response to it.
Okay, good.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges?
So what? I just wanted to, I really wanted you to play that whole thing just so I could answer him.
Mike, that's all I got.
Oh, you gotta get out of here. All right, we gotta let me get the thing here. Oh yeah. All right, I found it. Yes, sirree. Hey, first one's in the can from the new space.
A thing of beauty.
I finally figured out the temperature in here. I'm actually quite comfortable. I think I'll spend the rest of the day in here.
Mr. O'Mara will be having lunch in the studio today.
Yes. No, I only go tend to my sick child. Turn that down a little bit, please. Thank you. Really, for coming down here and spending the weekend here and doing all the work you guys did, should expect to. It's your job. Want to thank Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and my lovely wife Carla, and all the people. Don't forget, folks, we are just around the corner.
Yes.
We're all getting together once again. We had our big show meeting.
Oh, we had a great meeting.
Yes, for New Orleans, Louisiana, House of Blues, April 15th. Be there or be square, as I occasionally steal from my old partner. We will see you there. Oscar and Rob and everybody, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello.
You can't dance fast enough.
How did you know all that?
Because I made a podcast.